In Connecticut, tomorrow is going to be an official statewide day of mourning. We begin this hour, though, with the lives that were honored today.
Jesse Lewis couldn't wait to go to school that Friday. He was excited for the holidays, and his dad was going to join him in class that afternoon to make gingerbread houses for Christmas. He was 6 years old. Smart, compassionate beyond his years, his dad says Jesse thought he could conquer the world. He says Jesse died bravely trying to lead other children to safety after hearing gunshots in the hallway. That's how he lived his life, his parents say, fearless, full of courage and strength. Jesse loved animals and was learning to ride horses. His favorite toy was a little soldier. Almost every night of his life, Jesse slept in his mother's arms. His family writes, "The picture that remains etched in our souls is one of him in his boots, no socks, ripped jeans and a t-shirt, an army helmet strapped to his head, a smudge of dirt on his cheek, tromping through the pasture on his way from one adventure to another." Catherine Hubbard was known not only for her bright red curly hair, but also for the bright smile that was always on her face. She, too, was 6 years old. She had a passion for animals. Every single Christmas, she'd ask Santa to bring her a pet. Even as a baby, before she could form full sentences, she asked Santa to bring her two fish. She would even give animals to others as gifts. For Mother's Day, she bought her mom a concrete squirrel to put in the garden. Her parents are asking for donations to any local animal shelter in honor of their beautiful little girl. Benjamin Wheeler's hero was his older brother, Nate. They were both students at Sandy Hook Elementary. On Friday, his parents waited anxiously for word of both their sons. Only 9-year-old Nate survived. Ben was also 6 years old. He always said he wanted to be an architect, but on that Friday morning before school, he said to his mother, "I also want to be a paleontologist, because that's what Nate is going to be, and I want to do everything Nate does." Ben was born in New York City. He loved the Beatles, loved lighthouses, and the number 7 train to Sunnyside, Queens. He also played soccer, often running at full speed across the field, even when it wasn't necessary. He loved his lessons and couldn't wait to go to school every day to see his teacher and his friends. He was a Tiger Scout. At his funeral, members of the local Boy Scout troop formed an honor guard and performed taps. His parents write, "Ben was an irrepressibly bright and spirited boy whose love of fun and excitement at the wonders of life and the world could rarely be contained. His rush to experience life was headlong, creative, and immediate. He will be sadly missed." On her last birthday, Allison Wyatt had a pink cake with 6 pink candles. A first grader at Sandy Hook Elementary, she loved to draw, wanted to be an artist when she grew up. She often would turn parts of her house into a mini art studio by taping rows of her drawings to the wall. Her parents say Allison was a kind-hearted little girl with lots of love to give. She'd sometimes surprise her parents with random acts of kindness to strangers, once even offering her own snacks to fellow passengers on the plane. Allison loved to laugh and was developing her own sense of humor. She'd sometimes make her parents cry with laughter. They write, "Allison made the world a better place for 6 far too short years, and we now have to figure out how to move on without her. She was a sweet, creative, funny, intelligent little girl who had an amazing life ahead of her. Our world is a lot darker now that she's gone." Dawn Hucksprung was known as a tough educator who always found time to smile. She was 47 years old. She was principal of Sandy Hook Elementary, and her pride in her school was obvious to anyone who knew her. Friends and colleagues alike say she had a positive energy and a strong work ethic. She constantly tweeted about her students' achievements at school and recently oversaw the installation of a new security system at Sandy Hook.